My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical, Satirist. And Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You can check out the Capitol Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Look at their website at capitalsteps.com. And Mark, it's been an interesting week politically. We've got super PAC ads accusing Mitt Romney of murder. We've got the vice presidential sweepstakes heating up. You got to be rubbing your hands together and licking your chops over there.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we figure Mitt Romney, you know, he keeps saying he's going to pick somebody not quite as dynamic as him. So, boy, that really is going to say something, isn't it? He's going to, you know, nominate a batch of vanilla pudding or something. I don't know what it's going to be.
Could be. Some people recommended a Chick-fil-A sandwich, perhaps, to get the base to turn out. But I'm not sure that would make the sandwich constitutionally eligible. Last week, we were talking to Elena, and she wanted Chris Christie. She thought he was the best comedic material for you guys. Would you agree with that, or you got some others?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, not to be, you know, a fattest or a slimmest, but, you know, there's always heavy jokes will just work right into our show perfectly.
And, of course, he's known to say a few things from time to time that will get him some attention. So.
Yeah, he doesn't have much of a filter, which always helps us as well. And, you know, the other guys, you know, Palenty and some of those just seem so, you know, so milquetoasty. So, yeah, we want somebody that's going to bring a little comedic heft to the party.
Well, he certainly got a lot of material out of both vice presidential nominees from the last cycle. Biden is the gift that keeps on giving, and Sarah Palin kind of is, too. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because quite honestly, you know, Barack hasn't been terribly funny for us. If it hadn't been for Joe, we'd be very disappointed in him. But you know, we like somebody that we like a whole ticket that's got a lot of comedy to it.
And of course, one of the things that usually comes up in a presidential campaign, although it really hasn't this year other than when the decisions come down, is the Supreme Court. I remember Al Gore back in 2000 screaming into the microphone, as only Al Gore can do, the Supreme Court is at stake.
That's right.
And, you know, so the Supreme Court's decision on the president's health care plan will probably be a major campaign issue. And the interesting thing about the decision, among many other things, is how the opinion on left and right of Chief Justice Roberts has shifted over the last month or so, thanks to him siding with the four usually lefties on the court.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people saying, oh, this was a brilliant move because he's laid the groundwork for something else. But most people just go, oh, man, he totally hosed us on this decision.
Right.
So well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out the long run. But as you know, as of right now, your average anti-Obamacare person thinks they got totally stabbed in the back.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Capitol Steps can't let a story like that go to waste. And so here is their look at the life now of Chief Justice Roberts.
We waited for the court to rule against Obamacare. To strike it down seemed like such a cinch. A 5-4 decision was announced, we thought we'd won. Who'd have guessed there was a traitor on the bench? And here's to you, Justice Roberts. Obama loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now Donald Trump says John Roberts was also born in Kenya long ago. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I heard the news that since you ruled against the Commerce Clause, folks are saying you're a clever lad. But conservatives won't stand for universal health. It's the worst idea Mitt Romney ever had. Can we impeach Justice Roberts soon? Judas did the same to you know. Woo, woo, woo. Where did we get Justice Roberts, though? Conservatives and liberals both can claim, like everything, Bush is to blame.
Mark, you think that Chief Justice Roberts just felt guilty about botching the presidential oath a couple of years ago and decided it was time to help out the president a little?
Yeah, maybe. You never know. You never know. But, you know, we're just pleased that the audience really gets the fact that Bush put him on the bench. So, you know, it's kind of that full circle of political nonsense that goes on.
What else are you looking at on the campaign trail that's making you laugh today?
Well, like I say, we're anxiously awaiting a VP choice by Mitt Romney. We are, Chick-fil-A is kind of still in the news. We've got a Chick-fil-A song these days. We love these super PAC ads. You know, like I say, if Romney's elected, obviously thousands of people are going to die. If he's not elected, they'll live forever. So, there's always something. That's the beauty of this business.
Well, enjoy it, Mark. I think by the time we reconvene next week with you guys, there could very well be a name out there. So,
I think you're correct on that.
So we'll find out. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.